In less than 24 hours, there have been two mass shootings in the United States. The first was in El Paso, Texas, where police are investigating a mass shooting at a Walmart. At least 20 people are dead and 26 are wounded. The suspected shooter has surrendered to police. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says this attack will be prosecuted as a hate crime.
Listen, this is disgusting, intolerable. It's not Texan. And we are going to aggressively prosecute it, both as capital murder, but also as a hate crime.
In an interview with ABC's This Week, Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, who represents El Paso, says her constituency understands the importance of community ties. She says that standpoint differs from the one of the current presidential administration.
We want people to feel safe. And so we have a very different philosophy in El Paso from the philosophy that emanates from the White House. We embrace one another and take care of one another.
U.S. President Donald Trump has pledged the total support of the federal government. Across the country, in Dayton, Ohio, 9 people were killed and dozens more injured in a shooting in a popular nightclub district just hours after the El Paso shooting. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley says officers managed to reach the scene less than a minute after the gunman began shooting.
If Dayton police had not gotten to the shooter in under a minute, and think of that, 26 injured, 9 dead, hundreds of people in the Oregon district could be dead today.
Anthony Reynolds witnessed the shooting.
We heard the first shot, but we didn't recognize it as a shot because of the buildings. You know, it kind of echoed. Then we heard a second one. And then after that, it was rapid.
Police say the FBI is assisting in the case. You're listening to VOA News. It was another night of violence in Hong Kong as protesters battled with police. Police fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators who threw rocks